我们今天要读的经文是使徒行传十七章一至四节、十至十二节、十六至二十三节，同埋二十九至三十四节。
Today we'll be reading from Acts 17.
第一节，保罗和西拉经过暗非波里、亚波罗尼亚，来到帖撒罗尼加。在那里有犹太人的会堂，保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论，讲解陈明基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督。他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和西拉，并有许多虔敬的希腊人，尊贵的妇女也不少。第十节，弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和西拉往比利亚去，二人到了，就进入犹太人的会堂。这地方的人言于帖撒罗尼加的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。所以他们中间多有相信的，又有希腊尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。十六节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急，于是在会堂里与犹太人和见虔敬的人，并每日在市上所遇见的人辩论，还有伊壁鸠鲁和斯多亚两门的学士与他们争论。有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。他们就把他带到亚略巴古，说你所讲的这新道，我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别人的事，只将新闻听听说说听听。保罗站在亚略巴古当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未识之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。廿九节，我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神圣像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要藉着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万民作可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有人说我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴古的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同顺从。
Reading Acts 17, 1 through 4. When Paul and his companions has passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As was his custom, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Messiah," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paulus and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women. 10 through 12. As soon as it was night, the believers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. As a result, many of them believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. Verse 16, the 23rd. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. They then took him and brought him to a meeting of Areopagus, where they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we would like to know what they mean." The Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. Paul then stood up in the meeting of Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with an inscription to an unknown god. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I am going to proclaim to you." Verse 29. "Therefore, we are God's offspring. We should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set the day when he will judge the world by justice, with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council. Some of the people became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Dionysus, a member of Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others.
今日金句已经记载在程序表的内页当中，我们一起诵读两次。
We will be reading Acts 17:30, today's verse.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不察觉，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。使徒行传十七章三十节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，世人如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。使徒行传十七章三十节，经文读毕。
我哋今日欢迎王志威牧师喺崇拜中讲道。
We are very happy to have Pastor Wong to deliver the sermon today.
王牧师系我哋教会嘅英语事工顾问。
Pastor Wong is our English ministry
consultant. 佢同佢太太黃師母Lance 曾經喺美國唔同嘅城市直堂。
Pastor Wong and his wife Nancy has established different churches in United States.
亦都曾經去過唔同嘅國家，包括中國大陸同埋非洲去宣教同埋傳福音。
They also went to a different country, including mainland China, Africa, and other places to spread the gospel.
我哋亦都感謝黃牧師師母喺我哋教會英語團區團契去栽培我哋呢班年輕人。
We are very thankful to Pastor Wong and Mrs. Wong to help our English fellowship.
去接觸未信主嘅朋友。
And help our young people to reach out to non-believers.
今日嘅講題係如何分享福音。
Today's topic is effective personal evangelism.
將以下時間交俾黃牧師。
We have our time for Pastor Wong.
弟兄姊妹早晨，刚才诗班所唱首诗，人们都需要，主是一首我最喜欢的诗歌。
And we'll sing a song, and which?
That was one of my favorite songs.
Pastor Wong's favorite song.
Yeah. Okay, so our topic is how to talk about your faith.
我哋今日嘅講題係我哋點樣去介紹我哋嘅信仰。
Now let's see if this is working out. Okay, great. Sometimes we get pretty nervous about this topic.
有時我哋講呢個 topic 呢個題目係好緊張。
We know that God wants us to share with other people.
上帝希望我哋去同人分享。
It seems to be a very simple message.
好似係好簡單。
Because it is something we, as believers in Jesus, has already accepted.
因為我哋係信徒，我哋已經接受咗好似好簡單咁一件事。
But oftentimes it seems like a challenge for us.
但係好多時候就係一個好大嘅挑戰。
So this morning I just want to share with you how we can be at ease and learn how to share our faith.
所以今朝早上想同大家分享我哋点样可以舒服啲，冇咁紧张嘅去分享我哋嘅信仰。
Usually, when we think about sharing the gospel, there are three different arenas or spheres where we can share.
通常我哋要分享我哋嘅信仰嘅时候咧，有三个不同嘅场合。
Now, when we were teaching in China, I teach the seminary, and even the graduating students, I asked them, how do you share your faith?
我在中国教神学的时候，我都跟我的学生问他们，你怎么去跟人分享你的信仰呢？
And they would say, well, it's right where you're standing at the pulpit.
他們就說就在這裡，就在講壇上面。 Now,
So you give an invitation and people would come forward.
你請他就來了。
Now that seems a very safe place for a pastor.
對於一個牧者來說，好像是一個很安全的地方去傳福音。
But there's a big barrier between here and there.
但是都有一個隔膜的。
People, you know, do like they go to a crusade, they would like Billy Graham, and they would respond.
人哋去參加嗰啲報道會，好似葛培理牧師嗰啲報道會，佢哋會有回應嘅。
Because it is the word of God that is being preached up.
因為係上帝嘅話去傳咗出去。
The word of God pierced through the mind to the emotions and to the heart.
上帝嘅話透過透入咗佢哋嘅心裏邊。
Now another way we do it is to do an outreach program.
另外一個方法就是去外展的工作。
Maybe a musical concert.
有陣時係音樂報道會啦。
Or church picnic.
旅行啦。
Or going for an activity.
其他嘅活動啦。
but where there are opportunities to hear the gospel and also develop personal relationships.
一个传福音的机会，亦都系建立人际关系嘅机会。
But one of the things that I want to talk about is the one that we have used quite effectively is personal evangelism.
比较有效的就是个人的报道。
I believe that's what Jesus meant for us to do.
亦都是主耶稣愿意我们去做的。
That we go and make disciples.
我们去
去使人成为耶稣的门徒。 And then there are the encouragement for us to take every opportunity to talk about Jesus.
亦都是鼓励我们用每一个机会去传讲主耶稣。
Now, we may say, well, I'm not equipped, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an evangelist. How am I going to do this? I don't have the style.
那你就说了,我又不是牧师,我又不是传道人,我没有这样的本事。
Now, here are 9 different styles of sharing the gospel.
以下有九种不同的传福音的
If we look into the Bible, we'll find all these 9 different types.
我们看圣经就会找到这九种不同的风格了。Now,
one is prophetic ministry.
有一种是预言式的。Now,
these are pretty, in the Old Testament time, even New Testament, very powerful.
在新旧约都是很有威力的。It's
not something that we do today a whole lot.
今天我们就不是很经常做了。Because
when you do prophetic ministry, it's almost like pointing a finger, being judgmental.
预言式的就好像指着他们骂。即是有审判。有。But
that's what it says in the Old Testament, when the prophet goes out, thus saith the Lord.
旧约的时候先知出去就是这样说的了,上帝就是这样说的。
We find that in Acts chapter 7, Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was very bold to talk about Jesus.
在《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡就很有勇气地去传讲耶稣。
He told those who accused him, said, this Jesus who you have put to death, he is the one who was raised from the dead.
他就告诉他们,你们钉死耶稣,但耶稣从死里复活。He
calls for people to repent.
你们应该悔改。John
the Baptist was very, very, very bold when he was preaching.
施洗约翰传道的时候,都是很勇敢的。And
even for King Herod, he was very strong to say, hey, it is unlawful for you to marry your brother's wife.
他甚至去罵希律王,說他不應該娶他的兄弟的妻子。So
we find that when we proclaim, we're not just trying to be nice, but we're telling people the character and holiness of God.
当我们用语言宣告的形式去讲的时候,就是
俾人哋多認識知道我上帝佢嘅性質佢嘅特質。Then the next one is proclamation.
第二個就係宣告式嘅。We
find that Peter did this in Acts chapter 3.
彼得咧喺《使徒行傳》第三章有咁做。After
healing a beggar who was asking for money, instead he was able to walk.
有一个乞丐就问他拿钱,但是最终他是医治他,让他能够行走。But
then afterward, people were expecting to hear something else, and he preached the very first sermon we find here in Acts 3, powerful sermon calling people to repent.
之后呢,他就讲道。
Because it always results in people asking, what shall we do to be saved?
因为很多时候人都会问,我们怎样才可以得救呢?
we have that in Billy Graham when he do a crusade or Tong Song Wing. The third one is probably a lot with that resonates with Chinese is the intellectual approach. Now we read from Acts 17 when Paul was in the city of Athens.
使徒行傳第十七章, 保羅在雅典,
the Greeks were intellectual. This is love to debate. This is want to talk about things.
希臘人是很喜歡辯論,很喜歡研究各樣的事情的。
And here you have in the Chinese translation, it used the word 辯論, 爭論, debate.
And 中文就是說辯論,爭論,辯論.
But the idea is really not to have a contrasting clash of ideas, but rather reasoning.
其實就不應該去爭論的,就是應該大家去
In the English translation, some of them just use the word talk or reason.
英文就是講理由.
Okay, good. So here we are. We find today about apologetics. Ravi Zacharias is one who would use apologetics to explain.
有一個傳道人叫做Rafi Zacharias, 就是用...
Yeah, or the apologetics, 可以說解經...
護教。
Okay, so this way, you appeal to reason.
這樣對那些希臘人是很適合聽的。
The fourth one is like Jesus used the most, storytelling. He talks about the parables. Okay, the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son.
迷失的羊啦,浪子啦,唔見咗嗰個錢幣啦。
So we see this in our children's Sunday school. We use stories to talk about Jesus.
兒童的主學我哋都講呢啲㗎。
Then the fifth one is using a testimony.
第五個呢就係見證啦。
John chapter 9, the man who was blind.
約翰福音第九章有一個盲咗嘅人。
They asked him, who is this? Who makes you blind?
啲人就問佢,
I mean, who make you able to see?
啲人就問佢邊個令你睇到翻嘢咧?
He says, I really don't know, but really it is what I know is I once was blind, but now I see.
佢就回答我其實都唔係幾知道，但係我知道嘅咧就係我原本係盲嘅，但係而家我睇到啦。
So testimony talks about life change. This is very, very personal.
見證係好個人嘅，係講你生命上嘅改變。
And yesterday in the English Fellowship, we heard a wonderful testimony.
昨天在團契，我們聽到一個很好的見證。
Is Twella here? Yeah. Yeah, there you are. So maybe I'll be speaking here August 12th. Maybe you can share your testimony.
或者你可以上來講你的見證。
That's Youth Sunday. Okay. So how is your life changed with an encounter with Jesus?
你的生命跟耶稣接触了之后是怎样改变呢?
The sixth way is interactive.
第六个方法就是互动式的。
John chapter 1 talks about this when John the Baptist was preaching.
约翰福音第一章呢, 施洗约翰就在讲道。
And he was always pointing to Jesus.
经常都指出耶稣。
I'm not the Messiah, he says.
我不是救世主,
he even says, I'm not unworthy to tie the sandals of Jesus.
施洗約翰說我連幫, Yeshua綁鞋帶都不配。
Then the next day, as John the Baptist, he has followers. Among them was Andrew.
第二天呢, 就, 这个施洗約翰呢,
and so when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "There is the Lamb of God."
施洗约翰见到耶稣嘅时候咧，就指住耶稣讲咧，佢就系神嘅羔羊啦。
And Andrew gets so excited, he went and looked for his brother Peter and said, "We have found the Messiah." And then they followed Jesus.
佢就好紧张、好兴奋咧，就去揾佢嘅弟兄彼得，就话俾佢知。好嘢啦！我哋揾到咧呢个救世主啦。
So we can bring people to Jesus and say, "I have found someone who changed my life."
我揾到一个能够改变我生命嘅人，我哋去讲俾其他嘅人听。
The seventh one is an invitational.
第七个咧就系邀请式嘅。
See, this is where Jesus talked to the woman at the well.
耶稣喺撒玛利亚井旁咧同一个妇人讲话。
And he used questions.
他问他问题。
And then, when this woman was interested,
当这个妇人发生了兴趣的时候呢,
very intrigued by what Jesus said,
耶稣讲的东西呢, 他觉得很吸引。
Because Jesus said, "I can give you living water, you will never thirst again."
耶稣说我可以给你活水, 你以后就不会口渴了。
And she said, "I want it."
这个妇人就说好啊好啊我要。
See, this is when we share about Christ, the interesting thing is people will want what you just told them.
有趣的就是人呢听到耶稣讲的说话呢他就会需要听多点的了。
Yeah. So, exactly, it says there in Matthew 5, it's actually Luke chapter 5, and talking about Levi.The tax collector.
路加福音亦都讲到利未呢个收税嘅人。
Okay, when Jesus called him.
耶稣同佢讲话。
The eighth one is service.
第八咧就系服侍嘅形式。
See, people today like service projects. When you talk about reaching millennials, the young people in their 20s, they're very much into social justice.
今日咧，人哋讲服侍咧，都系多数系reach up去同嗰啲 millennial， 即系九十后嗰啲人讲，就讲社会嘅公义多啲。
And that's very important. When they don't just talk about social justice, they do something about social justice.
唔单系讲，佢哋希望做一啲嘢。
And so here we have the example of four friends who have a good friend who is paralyzed. They couldn't get into the door to hear Jesus. They broke through the roof and lowered this man before Jesus. It is a service that they provided.
有四个朋友，他们有一个朋友是瘫了的，那就不行得了，那他们就有行动，就拆了屋顶，将这个瘫了的朋友掉下去，这个都是一种服侍来的。
Acts chapter 9 talk about a woman who died. Her name was Dorcas or Tabitha. And she was known for all the good works she had done to serve others.
另外有一个姊妹叫多加，佢都系做好多服侍嘅工作噶。
And when she died, people remembered her, but they implored Peter to come, and Peter was able to pray over her body and raise her up from the dead.
佢多加姊妹死咗嘅时候咧，好多人都去求呢个。
The last one is a power encounter.
最后一个是一个经历神的大能。
Today, you may have heard it, you know, where there's casting of demons, there is the calling of the power of God to intervene.
赶鬼啦，求上帝赐能力去做一啲奇妙嘅事啦。
And we find this in the Old Testament when Elijah was challenging the prophets of Baal, and they, "Hey, let God send down fire."
以利亚咧就同巴力嘅先知斗法啦，咁佢就求呢个上帝赐下火。
Yeah. So we find in Acts also in chapter 8 and Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch.
使徒行传第八章咧，腓力系同呢个 Ethiopian 嘅一個太監。
And so we find that there is all this interaction resulting in people coming to faith in Jesus.
呢啲都係互動嘅，人咧就會嚟接受呢個真理。
So where is you, what is your style?
咁你嘅風格係點樣咧？
Maybe we can start by learning to give a testimony.
可能我哋開始學習去見證啦。
Maybe we can learn to be bold.
我哋勇敢啲啦。
No, we can be prophetic without being judgmental.
我哋都可以用預言嘅方式，但係就唔好去審判人啦。
Okay, we can learn about how to reason with other people without arguing.
我哋可以學習點樣去同人哋講道理，但係唔係同佢辯論嗌交。
I want to encourage every church I've been to just encourage training and equipping.
我好鼓勵大家要接受訓練同埋裝備自己。
I'm glad that the church has just gone through a series on leadership training.
我哋有領袖嘅訓練啦。
And we could probably build up more on how to do personal evangelism training.
或者我哋可以接受更多個人報道嘅訓練。
One of the purpose of training is to dispel fear.
接受訓練咧就可以幫助我哋冇咁驚。
Because you see, we are afraid, we are fearful to share the gospel because we are afraid to be rejected by people.
我哋有陣時唔敢去傳福音，就係因為我哋驚我哋驚被拒絕。
What if they don't like what I have to say?What if they don't like what I have to say?
如果佢哋唔中意我講嗰啲嘢點算咧？
I lose my friendship with that person.
我就冇咗嗰個朋友咯。
And what if I have to say offended them?
或者我講嗰啲嘢得罪咗佢哋，咁點算咧？
What if they think, oh, if I believe in Jesus, you're asking me to not be Chinese anymore?
你叫我信耶穌，咁即係我唔做得中國人啦。
係咯，你信洋教啊？
洋教嚟嘅。
Yeah.And what if I feel inadequate? I'm not trained.
我自己又唔夠料，我都冇咩接受訓練。
Maybe they ask me questions that I cannot answer, so I'm so embarrassed.
人哋問我嘢，我又答唔出，咁好尷尬嘅喎。
So those are some of the fears that we can overcome.
呢啲係可以勝過嘅一啲恐懼嚟嘅。
Even the fear of perception, what others will think about you.
就算係有一啲恐懼係人哋點樣睇你嘅，你我哋都可以勝過嘅。
可以，人哋可以讥笑你㗎。係
啊。
我記得早期啲牧師佢，耶穌佬，耶穌佬嚟啦，佢笑你㗎。People would laugh at you. You know, here comes that Jesus guy. Okay, and it's a perception that people have. Sometimes we're afraid that we will interrupt somebody's life.
有時我哋會覺得唔知會唔會影響到人哋嘅生活咧。
Maybe it's a lifestyle that they need to change, but you're so afraid to talk about it with them.
或者佢哋嘅生活嘅方法應該有啲改變，但係你又唔敢指出嚟。
Sometimes people may think you're so arrogant. How can you say only believe in Jesus? Can you have a right relationship with God?
有時有啲人會覺得你好沙塵，你點解要叫我信耶穌咧？
Yeah, we say there's only one way to heaven.
點解淨係得一個方法咧？去上天堂咧？
But we're proclaiming a central truth, one way.
只有一個方法，我哋係要講出嚟嘅。
So sometimes we deal with guilt.
有時我哋有自疚感。罪恶感
yeah. I have to share this because my pastor said I have to do it.
系啦系啦，我要传福音，因为牧师叫我噶嘛。
Or the Bible says I should do it.
系啦，圣经又叫我噶嘛。
Or I'm afraid if I don't do this, I mess up somebody's life.
如果我唔传福音咧，人哋唔得救，咁点算咧？
So these are the things sometimes that hinders us. 阻拦我们出去跟人分享，这些就是阻拦我们出去跟人传福音的。 But Jesus said, "Go, and my spirit will be there with you."
主耶稣说你去吧，我的灵会与你同在。
You may not know what to say, but my spirit will guide you to say what is right.
可能你不知道怎么说，但是圣灵会引导你的。
So start learning, practicing, training.
所以我们应该开始去实习一下，去接受训练去做。
When Nansen and I were married, I was pretty new in my faith in Christ. So we tried to do evangelism.
牧师刚刚结婚的时候，他们都很新的对信仰，但他们都尝试去传福音。
So I have ideas how to ask my friends to come to Christ.
我有好多主意点样去做去传福音。
So I told Nancy, let's have a poker night at home. I can invite all my friends to play poker, and we can share the gospel.
我就同太太讲，不如我哋整个poker嘅派对，请啲人嚟打poker。
Yeah, 我又可以赢佢哋嘅钱，又可以传福音。 真的不成熟, very immature thinking.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the idea is to share, is to do have a conversation, to build a bridge.
去分享就是要跟別人對話，去做一條橋，搭一條橋。
The founder of the Campus Crusade for Christ, Bill Bright, says a very simple thing. He says, just share, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to convict somebody.
有一个报道家就教我们，你只要去分享。So
it's not our job to, you know, convict someone.
Convict.
Yeah, 就是, convict 是中文的，对吧？
Convince,
yeah, convict and convince are two things different. To build a bridge calls for us to develop listening skills. There is the Chinese letter for the ear. For listening, depicts an ear.
我哋睇中文嗰个听嘅字咧，就有个耳字喺左上边啦。And
under the ear, the simplified don't have the wong anymore. But when I listen to you, I would listen to you like I listen to a king.
下底有个王字，咁我哋就比喻咧，就系我听嘅时候咧，好似听一个皇帝同我讲话一样。
但你看右手边, and the right is like a Chinese number 10 with eyes. My 10 eyes looking at you.
右手边呢，又有十只眼看着你的。
Okay, I'm fully devoted to listening to you.
下底就是一心，就是全心全意地听。
So I love the Chinese word, you know, so powerful. One character, but it depicts what is required to listen.
一中文字是真的很厉害的，一个字可以解到很多理由出来。So
when Jesus talked to the woman, the Samaritan woman, he does it through question and answer.
耶稣跟撒玛利亚井旁的妇人讲话的时候，他是问他问题的。So
evangelism is a dialogue, not a monologue.
传福音是一个 对话，不是只有你说，没人说。
Pause to listen and watch for reaction.
你要停下来去听一下，看看人家的反应是怎样。
Or ask, do you have a question?
或者问他，你有没有问题啊？
So the idea of a conversation.
所以, 一个对话的这个观念呢?
Oftentimes, point to the other, put attention on the other person.
就是要关注对方, 怎样谂？
Know their question before you give an answer.
你要知道佢想问乜嘢，你先至可以答。
So engage them in their world because they really want to talk about themselves.
通常人都系中意讲自己嘅，咁你多啲问佢有关佢嘅嘢。
So the question then is here are some questions that you can ask.
以下有啲问题咧系你可以问你嘅同你想传福音嘅对象嘅。
Because when you ask a question, it drives the person to start thinking.
因为你问佢问题咧，佢就会开始谂嘢啦。
And that thinking somehow kicks in some emotional reaction.
谂嘅时候可能就会让佢反省到自己心里边某啲感受。
And with the leading of the Spirit, it moves into the heart, the will of the person.
圣灵就会入到佢嘅心里边。
So we ask very general questions in the beginning to build trust.
有啲好普通嘅问题可以打开呢个话题。
What is your concept of God?
你怎样看上帝呢?
Is it positive? Is it negative?
是正面的抑或负面的呢?
Next Sunday is Father's Day.
下个星期是父亲节了。
So a lot of people struggle with that. Oh, you're talking about God as my father. I have a bad relationship with my father. So that keeps me away from God. 有些人就在挣扎，下星期父亲节，你说，这个是天父，天父，根本我和我老爸真是很远的距离，你说到神是现在好像父亲那样，其实对我是没有好感。Okay. So we have to understand where the person is coming from.
我们要知道这个人他的背景。
Yeah. So when they say something like that, you try to accept it, you know, I'm so sorry that you have such an experience.
佢講啲咁嘅説話嘅時候咧，我哋需要去了解佢，接受佢。
Won't you love to have a right relationship? Because this Heavenly Father can provide that love that you miss from your earthly father.
你想唔想同你嘅父親或者我哋嘅天父都有一個好嘅關係咧？
Another question is, how does your faith interact with your everyday life?
第二個就係你嘅信仰同你每日嘅生活係點樣互動嘅咧？
I go to the metro. I've seen a number of people, both Buddhists and Islam, using prayer beads.
我去搭地鐵就見到好多伊斯蘭教嘅人，佢哋就
用祈禱嘅傳珠。傳珠嚇。So they're religious people.
佢哋係好虔誠嘅。
They're searching for meaning in their faith.
佢哋喺佢嘅信仰裏邊要揾出一啲意義。
So I do when I encounter Buddhists or Muslims who are doing it or Catholics, I ask them, okay, I don't know much about prayer beads. Tell me about it.
如果我見到有啲回教或者佛教嘅信徒佢哋用嗰啲祈禱嘅珠咧，我就會問佢哋有關呢個祈禱珠嘅問題啦。
Who are you praying to? How are you praying?
你點樣祈禱嘅咧？你對邊個祈禱咧
？Why do you need to count?
點解你要數嗰啲珠咧？
You see, I learned something, but at the same time, I can talk about this Jesus that I can pray freely to.
咁我就學到一啲嘢啦。點解要用數嗰啲珠咧？咁連我自己亦都感到我好好旺，我可以直接嘅去禱告。
So people can see that you appreciate.The religious practice without condemning them, but introducing a new idea to it.
咁嗰啲人咧就會覺得你唔係反對佢所信嘅嘢，你又可以介紹一個新嘅觀念俾佢。
We just had friends from China who visited.
我哋有從中國嚟嘅朋友會探我哋。
He said, "Oh, All Americans are Christians, right? They all believe in God.
他們就問我啦, 是不是所有美國人都是基督徒來的呢? 他們都是信上帝的呢?
So I said, no, that's not the case.
王牧師就答不是哦。
But what does believing in God mean to you?
但是信上帝對你來說是什麼意思呢?
So that begins a dialogue. Let the other person tell you what it means for him or her to believe or not believe in God.
那就可以展開一個對話了,問下對方,你信或者不信,究竟是怎樣呢?
Okay. I'm going to go on to the next because of time, okay? The next point, because this is the crucial point. Okay, what are the essentials of the gospel message that I need to bring out?
傳福音最重要的信息究竟應該是什麼呢?
You see that green dot with the I that for information that needs to be given out.
那個I字就是information, 就是,
yeah. So the three things there from 1 Corinthians 15. 哥林多前書15章
哥林多前書15章
你幫我讀第三節
我當日所領受又傳給你們的 第一就是基督照聖經所說為我們的罪死了而且埋葬了又照聖經所說第三日復活了
So the most essential thing is about Jesus dying for our sins that he rose from the dead
最重要的就是耶穌為我們的罪而死又復活
So we don't tell them that you would be blessed You would get rich. You have no more problems when you believe in God.
你不需要跟他讲，你信咗耶稣咧，你就发达啦，你就冇问题噶啦。So
the most essential one is somebody paid for the penalty for our sins, and that is Jesus.
最重要嘅就系话俾佢知，耶稣为我哋嘅罪付上咗代价。But
this Jesus is alive.
呢位耶稣系活着噶。
So we believe in the living God.
And then
the second part is to know that we are saved by grace, not by works.
Yeah. 並不是出於自己,乃是神所賜的,也不是出於行為,免得有人自誇。
And then what do they need to do?
他們應該怎樣做呢?
Romans 10.
羅馬書第10章第9節,你若口裡認耶穌為主,心裡信神叫他從死裡復活,就必得救。
So you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. I would just very quickly share with you here some ways that we can share the gospel.
很快地跟大家分享一些跟人分享福音的方法。
Nancy and I often invite people to our home for a meal, and then we share the gospel.
黃牧師和師母很多時候都請人去家裡吃飯的。
The setting is very important, how you, where you seat people.
那個環境是很重要的
So we always have one chair next to me We call them the hot seat
okay. yeah. 坐在牧師旁邊的那個就是一個hot seat 最重要的那個人
and so Nancy will be on the other side you know? And so we can talk, have a great meal And the conversation starts And then I'll bring out a napkin
咁佢哋就一路食啦，咁啊黃牧師咧就會拎一個餐巾出嚟。
And then I'll start to do the bridge to life illustration with them.
咁黃牧師咧就會畫嗰個
福音橋啦。Okay, 所以一步一步咁樣同佢解釋。 Okay, little by little. And then at times I will bring out the Bible. But I use the Bible by saying, yeah, this is what Jesus said, or this is what the Bible says. Why don't you read it? So they always are the one reading. So usually, so these are some of the Bible verses that they read. So towards the end, then I ask, you know, does this make sense to you?
之后咧，我就会问佢，咁呢啲经文对你有冇帮助咧？
So how do you respond to this invitation by Jesus to open your heart to Him？
你有咩反应咧？对于耶稣邀请你相信佢
，And we can pray。
然后我们就可以祈祷。
So perhaps the church can go through some of this training. Pastor Lau is a special trainer for evangelism explosion. Some folk, right?
刘牧师是这方面的专家。
所以都可以讲到。You can see other tools that can be used, like the five different color ways of explaining the gospel.
有五种不同颜色代表怎样去解释这个福音。
The four spiritual laws.
属灵的四个定律。
So lastly, I just want to share there is an app, Apple app. I don't know if they have it in Android. It's called Share Your Faith.
有一个 app 是叫做 Share Your Faith.
有中文的，有不同的语言。So there's Chinese, we use this in China, and I have it in my iPad, I have it in my iPhone, and very easy to use.
王牧师在中国的时候都会用的，是在 iPhone, iPad 都可以 download 来用的。
So may the Lord bless you as you are faithful in sharing the gospel.
愿上帝祝福大家，当你是很忠心的去传福音的时候。
Start a prayer list of people you want to share the gospel with.
做出一个list， 是你想同佢传福音的人。
Pray for them regularly.
为他们祈祷。
Invite them to church activities or to church service.
邀请他们教会，听讲道啦，或者是参加活动。
Maybe this morning I will just close with this. If there is someone here, you've not given your life to Christ, but now you've heard the basics of the gospel message, perhaps you would want to open your heart to Christ yourself.
今天我就停在这里，但是如果在座当中有听到今天的信息而想敞开你的心去接受耶稣的，就
I want to encourage you to talk to a friend or Pastor Lau.
就请你跟你的朋友或者刘牧师说吧。
And resolve that through a prayer of commitment.
Okay, 解決你心裡的問題是透過祈禱。
God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。